First of all, have you actually implemented that? And I failed to ask at the time, too, what kind of investments? Because you said you had been putting most of the city's money in CDs. Sure. Will that let you do things like, say, mutual funds, or what kind of investments
sure.
will you be able to use?
Well, the investment policy has been implemented, but the funds, we don't have all of the pieces in place in terms of getting them moved. That should happen, you know, by the start of the fiscal year, which is May 1st. State statute still dictates where public money can go, mm-hmm. and so it's still very much restricted. But it does open up certain bond portfolios and some lower risk options in terms of various funds, but very few mutual funds and or anything in stock where there's any kind of significant risk is allowed under state statute. So the investment policy was drafted to match the state statute requirements, obviously, but the reason we passed it, we just didn't have one. And so, you know, it does provide some guidance and some flexibility under the policy and state statute with which to try and maximize return. As I said with council, you know, we feel like with, you know, the tools that are available under the statute, right now we're getting a less than a percent return on our funds, and we believe we can achieve somewhere in the 3-4% return on the funds within the instruments that are allowed by statute. So it's a lot of thing. It's something that many cities do. It's still very restrictive, and rightfully so. You don't want to put public funds at risk. But on the other hand, when you have reserve funds and sitting in an account basically getting nothing, that's not solid business practice either.
Right.